You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We open up with yet another hour of Neon Jazz with some of the finest jazz tracks to ever hit the world's eardrums. That there was one of the finest jazz guitarists of all time, Mr. Wes Montgomery, with the 1966 song Bumpin' on Sunset off his 17th studio album called Tequila. This album is drizzled with a Latin vibe and happened to be the first Montgomery album recorded without a keyboardist. Born back in 1923 in Indianapolis, Wes was a self-taught musician who learned by ear while listening to guitarist Charlie Christian. Wes's unorthodox playing technique was noted for using his thumb instead of a guitar pick. It was during the year he released Tequila that he won a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Jazz Performance, and then in 1969, he won a second Grammy, again for Best Instrumental Jazz Performance. At the height of his popularity, Wes died of a heart attack on June 15, 1968, leaving an unprecedented legacy that is to this day unmatched on the jazz guitar, and he is good to have as a starter on this program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Mutual Musicians Foundation and the famed 18 and Vine Jazz District, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you music that makes the world dance with delight, with music from cats like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Sun Ra, and much more. Let's go ahead and get on to that chicken check. Our next classic here on the show, listed at number 19 on the all-time jazz list, the 1960 classic by Jimmy Smith, Back at the Chicken Shack. All right. Thank you.
I'm Brian Andres from the Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was jazz, funk, and soul jazz saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. with his most famous song and the one that usually lands at number 20 on the all-time jazz charts with the 1974 tune Mr. Magic. Grover was definitely leading the march into a funkier and more fresh sound of jazz. And as you just heard, it was magic. Speaking of leaps, here's the mighty John Coltrane with the 1960 tune Giant Steps. This was his fifth studio album from Atlantic Records. If there was ever a breakthrough album for an artist, this Giant Steps was the one for Coltrane. All of these songs have become practice templates for jazz saxophonists, and for good reason. Enjoy it.
Thank you. This is Laura Ainsworth, taking the last train to Mercerville on Neon Jazz.
That was the leader of the Beboppers and trumpet man Miles Davis with his tune In a Silent Way off his 1969 Columbia Records release, and this man was never silent in his career. Actually, this album was recorded in one session on February 18, 1969 at CBS's 30th Street Studio B in New York City. This album was the official beginning of the Miles Davis electric period, along with his initial fusion recording, and it was something Miles did quite a bit over his career. He threw fans and crowds into new stylistic sounds. Since its initial reception, it has been regarded by fans and critics alike as one of Davis's greatest and most influential pieces of work. Here's another jazz guitarist on this hour of Neon Jazz, looking back on the best songs ever. Here's Grant Green with the 1961 tune All Together off his mighty 1961 Green Street album.
Thank you. This is Brian Baggett, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was composer W.C. Handy with the 1914 song St. Louis Blues, done in that kind of jazz blues style. This song is a fundamental part of a jazz musician's repertoire. It is also one of the first blues songs to succeed as a pop song. It has been performed by numerous musicians of all styles, from Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith to Count Basie, Glenn Miller, and the Boston Pops Orchestra. W.C. said he had been inspired by a chance meeting with a woman on the streets of St. Louis, distraught over her husband's absence, and she lamented, "Ma, man's got a heart like a rock cast into sea," a key line of the song. This next cat on the program is one of the most colorful in the history of jazz. Here's Jazzman Sun Ra with the 1966 song Rocket No. 9, Take Off for the Planet Venus.
Rocket Rockin' number 9 to call for the planet. Enough, enough, enough.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Do
What you wanna do? Hey, Luberto, oh, oh, Luberto, girl, you tell me where you've been. When you come home this morning, honey, you had your belly full of gin.
That was a man known as Henry Roland Ray Byrd, or to the world of jazz fans, as New Orleans blues singer and pianist Professor Longhair with the 1978 tune, Tipitina. This cat was active in the heyday of early rhythm and blues and in the resurgence of interest in traditional jazz after the founding of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. He was a good one. Taking the curtain call on this hour of the best in jazz is another guitarist, and this is one of the best, really. Here's Charlie Christian with the 1940 song Breakfast Feud. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with radio's Midas touch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know that you're out there in radio land. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.